we're holding in Parshas Bereishis, the start of a new year. One of the things every year has to have in mind and be ready for is the new Mechames HaYetzer, for the Yetzirah and his Tachboloisov. After having spent El, Rosh Hashanah, Seres HaMeitshuvah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, fighting against our arch enemy, the Oyev, the Memshol HaZodin, the Yetzirah, and Baruch Hashem, we came out Noki, Kapor Gemura. We definitely have to prepare ourselves for the new coming year, for the new battle. And there's a big parsha in this Parshas Bereishis that says, "Groisi Yisoidus," and the understanding the Mechemes Hayetzer and his Tachbulis. And the Chet of Kayin, Pasuk tells us how Kayin and Hevel both brought Kabbonis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Kayin's carbon. I'm sorry, Hevel's carbon and not Kayin's. Kayin al Mechasei lo Yishah. And the Pasuk says, "Vayichel Kayin Moed Vayiflu Panav." The Sefarno explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept Kayin's carbon, not only because the carbon wasn't proper, was Kayin himself wasn't Ratzui, wasn't in a proper state, in an inner state, the way he should be. The carbon was an expression, an outer expression of Kayin's inner state. And the Pasuk says that there were two things that happened to Kayin as a result of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his carbon. Vayichel Kayin Moed Vayiflu Panav. First of all, he got upset. And then also Vyiflu Panav. Zokter B'Yeruchim in the Asteri here. Vyichel Kayin Moed is Asdesam Chet, is the completion of the Matzav of Chet, the inner state that he was in. Vyiflu Panav is the Nefila that comes in the aftermath of the Chet. Now B'Yeruchim says that there's a big Yisoid that we learn over here. B'Yeruchim in the Asteri over here. He says the big Yisoid, from the biggest Yisoid as possible, could possibly from the biggest Yisoid of the battles of the Yetzirah, of how the Yetzirah tries to conquer a person with the Mahalach of Chet. This two things happened to Kayin. He was Chayte, that was one thing. Then the Yiplu Panav. The Yiplu Panav is that he had an Afila. Through the Chet, he fell in a Matziv, that he said to himself, "How have I sunken so low? How could I have done this? How have I reached this state?" And he came into a Matziv of Nefila. Zokter B'Yeruchim, the Hemshech of the Pasuk, next Pasuk, V'yimar Hashem al Kayin, Lama Chara Loch, V'namu Nafut Panecha. We have Hadrocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Kayin himself before he eventually killed Hevel, and he tried to stop him in the Matzav of Chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to direct him to do tshuva, and he tainted him two things. Lama Chara Loch, V'namu Nafut Panecha. We clearly see there's two issues here. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lama Chara Loch, that was the taina on the Chet itself. Rabbi Yochim says, and the second thing, V'lamu Nafu Panecha, there's a separate taina. Even if you were Chayte, but how Nafu Panecha, why did you fall? Why did you fall down? I'm trying to expound a little bit on this second aspect, the second dimension of Nafu Panecha. This is from the most important ideas of how we have to deal with Chayte. The Yetzirah can chap anybody. Ain't Sadeh Baritza Sheyasa Toivu Leyechta. It's true, a person can make a mistake. But how he gets us even worse is the ripple effect that a person has in a feeler through the matzav of chet. A person feels low. He feels, I'm a low life. You know, that's the term we use for a person sunken into chet. I'm a low life. How could I have done that? How could I have said that lashon hara, the juicy piece of lashon hara? I never would have thought I would say that. How could I looked at it, someplace I never would have thought I ever looked? How could it be? How could I have done that? He all of a sudden he starts to associate with the chet. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis and Beis says, Ramarava, it's based on Sukkim, that referring to the Yetzirah, B'tchila, Karei Haloch, L'Bsoiv Karei Reach, L'Bsoiv Karei Ish. The three stages of the Yetzirah, originally, he's a bypasser. And then the second stage is, he already becomes, he's a guest. He's not only a bypasser, he's a guest. He enters into your house. And then, L'Bsoiv Karei Ish, Rashi says, Ish is a balabayas. All of a sudden, he parks, and he becomes, Dir Boif and Kavua. This is the Iker, Mator of the Yetzirah, Zokter B'Yeruchim. Even more than he gets the person that is Chayte, after a person's Chayte, the clutches of the Yetzirah, he captures the Chayte and he says, this is who you are. The person becomes associated with the Chayte. I'm this low life, I'm this Adam Shuffle, and I really am not this high person, I'm not this person who could survive without Chayte, who could who could be Mizkayim in a Matzav where he's higher than Chayte. And that's the shek of a chazav. That's the ikar shek of the Yetzirah. And this is the ikar problem of how we react to chet. Rabbi Ruchim brings some chazal. That a person is, chazal said of the capital in Tilim Lamed Beis, Ashrei Nisui Pesha. Ashrei Adam Shehu Lamal Hu Gavoya Mechatoyev. A person who's raised, Loshen Nesui is raised. Really, Adam is much higher than the Chait. He can never, the Chait doesn't really sink him down. His real Madrega is not where the Chait is. And that's what we have to realize. But the Yetzer convinces us not like that. And the Sefarno points out the same Makar of Batsim Rebruchim, probably is coming from, is the Sefarno here, who says the same thing. He says that's the Hemshech Lenes Pasuk. Sefarno says, the Pasuk says, Lamal Naflu Panecha, Sheyesh Kilkul Ezu Takana, Ain Royal Itztal Masha Ovar. Why are you thinking in the past? Why are you thinking, how did that happen? And that's the next pasuk, Zokta Svarno. Haloyim Tativ says, look, go forward, go. You're not a low life. Just start doing mitzvahs. Haloyim Tativ says, and then you're going to raise, you're going to rise up, you're going to be misroimim. But Hecher Veren, you're much higher than that. Just concentrate. Why are you concentrating on the past? Go further. That's him. This Ruchim, this Psukim, this Svarno, this Psukim in the Torah. Isn't the Makor, this is the source to a famous Hadrocha, Hayroa, that you've heard from many Gedali Yisrael. I actually heard it one time from a Mechanech. He said, Ataka B'Shem, the Rosh Yeshiva, B'Chaim Shalom Levitz, Zichrono Levrach. He said over in Avad, that if B'Chaim Shalom Levitz said over, what happened? He had a few Bochim in Avad, and he said, what would be if there's a Bochim in Yeshiva, a Yemir Yeshiva Bochim, who Chas V'Sholem did a Chait, that Layuman Ki Yisupar, you wouldn't ever believe it, but he was over from the Gimel Aviris Chamur, so over in Aviris Gila Arayas. His Yitzhara, his Taiva caught him, and he, what should be the first thing that this Bachar does when he comes back to Yeshiva the next morning? What should he do? And Rabbi Chaim went around the room, and each one, this one said, ah, forget about it, he has to leave Yeshiva, and he has to go to another Yeshiva. This other one said he should run to Gadol Yisrael, find out what's the Derech Tshuva. Other one said he should do Tfilis, he has to do Tfilis, Kaminyan, Shasa, Ramachi, Varm of the person, he has to be Tovon Lemikva. And each one said, what do you say? And Rav Chaim said, you're wrong. Rav Chaim said, the first thing he has to do tomorrow morning is go to First Seder and go back with his Chavrusa. Exactly the same as the Chavrusa come the same time that he comes every day. And they couldn't believe it. What do you mean? He just did it. He's a Mir Yeshiva Bacher. What do you think? Mazane. Mir Yeshiva Bacher. He can go back into Beis Medrash. The source is this psukim that we're reading. He's not where that Chait happened. The Chait was a Mikre. He's Batsim much higher than that. And Batsim, it's Mefur Shagoyim. And the Pasuk in Kehelis, we just read in Sukkis, Shabbos, Lamoid, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Yud, Perek Yud, Im Ruach HaMoy Shel Talo Alecho, Mekoyim Cha Al Tanach, Ki Marpe Yaniach Chatoim Gedoil. The Goyin says the following, it means, Im Yetzor Ro Choyti Vayitzcho Berishto, if the Yetzor caps you in his net, in his trap, Asher Tomer Lo Aglecho, Shasis Avera means, you already caught you, you already did even Avera. Mikol Mokoyim Atoloi Tipo Mi Madrig Ho Choscho. The Pasuk says, Mekoyim Chal Tanach, don't move away from where you are before the Chait. Vez Echoyz Drochecha Toiv Mikoyim, continue on exactly like you did. Ki Achar Kach Terapi Yisoyis, what's the Yisoyid? Because the human being is much bigger. There's a Koyach Ripui, there's a Koyach of cure, a curing that exists in the Adam. The Adam, if he continues to learn Torah and Maisim Toiv in the Adam, no matter how great the Chait is that he did, He could cure that. So the first thing that Rav Chaim Shalom said, the first thing is for care, go back to Beis Medrash to realize, like Rav Ruchim saying over here, that you're lemala mechatov, you're much strong, you're still Yeshiva Bacher. You're still good, and you could be from the mitzvah of the Yeshiva Bacher. You have to deal with what you have to deal with afterwards. That's a malach of tshuva. But the first step is to realize that don't take the malama naflu panecha, this second you saw the Chaim missed, which perhaps is the reason why Cain later on Batsim continued on and ended up killing Hevel, was the Lama Naflu Panechi, he stayed in the Matz Nefila. This was what Chaim was saying. And no, go, jump back into the Beis Medrash. You shouldn't fall into the Lama Naflu Panecha. You shouldn't fall, and that's the Iker problem of Chait. The Iker problem of Chait is not necessarily the Chait itself. The Chait itself, everyone makes mistakes. And sometimes it's even in a moment of Hesach Hadas, and different times, it can even make a big Chait. But the Iker problem is how the reaction to the Chait. If you convinced, if you let the Yetzer convince you that you are this low life, you are really this, you associate with the Chait, and you stay lower with the Chait, then the Yetzer really got you. That's when you let the Yetzer get you. But if you stay higher than the Chait, the Yetzer come out and get you. The Chait itself, you'll be able to do tshuva very simply afterwards, says Rabbi Ruchim. This is the start of the tshuva. This is the bedspring of tshuva. And why like the fear ois from the end of the pasuk? Sometimes a person does taka such a chait. It's very hard for him to understand taka. It's taka pella. How did I do such a thing? How could it be? I had taka am a little life. But the answer is we don't know what a human being is. And in fact, I think this is the Hemshech, the end of that Pasuk, with the Purush of the Sifarno. The Pasuk that says, the next Pasuk, Tetiv, Halim Tetiv says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Cain, he says, Im Tetiv says, if you're just going to do good, you're not a low life. Just start doing Maisim Toivim. Says, you'll see, you're a Taka Hecher person. You already have it in you, you just have to bring it out. Vim Loi Seitiv LePesach Hatas Revitz. If you're not going to be Seitiv Taka, the Yitzhar is going to be after you. And the Pasuk fears always the following. Vilecha Chukosav Atatim Shoboi. The Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Magdir, the relationship between a Yid and the Yitzhar. Vilecha Chukosav Mitzarechot. You have a tremendous chukah. You constantly are mistaken. You have desire and inner desire to go after the Yitzhar, a taifa to go after the Yitzhar. However, v'atotim shalboy. The Pasuk says then you could conquer the Yitzhar. So this is an unbelievable Sefarno. When he has died, he has a Sefarno niflo here. Which be makdim, the L'chor Sefarno is asking a tremendous question. The Pasuk seems to say v'atotim shalboy. Everyone knows the Gemara in Kedushin. Hamanam Abayz, the Gemara in Sukkadaf, Nam Abayz, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, the Yitzhar shal odom, miskaber olov. The Yitzhar of a person is tries to conquer him and Mishadish starts up with him every day, never stops. The Gemara brings a pasuk that really the person is not strong enough to fight the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar is stronger than the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs Siyat Tishmaya. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help a person, he wouldn't be able to conquer. So the Sefarno is asking, it's a first, a blatant steer to this pasuk. There's a pasuk over here we have in Bereishis, Dalet Zayin, Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, that says, Atotim Shaboy. It says the human being, Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to Kain, says, you can control him, you can conquer him. And the pasuk in the Gemara, and Gemara in Kedushin and Sukkah says, that Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu is any Yachaloi. You can't. The mensch cannot conquer him himself. So Sefarno answers this pasuk, and he says, you're right. The pasuk is actually saying, Eilecha Chukasoi, means this Gemara. Means the Gemara in Sukkah. Elocha chukasoi mitzarechod. Yitzor shalada miskabel b'chol yom. However, v'atol tim shalboy. What does it mean, you? You need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zok this Dr. Sfarno. Listen good. B'yodcha l'skoyim ha'malov b'tzelem ha'elikim. Ba'omram b'molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiz v'ni yachaloi. The Sfarno is telling us a naib shan the Gemara. We understand Shana the Gemara. What does it mean? Malay Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizer. It means Kadosh Baruch Hu sends some sort of malach that helps us on the outside. Kilu, Yaakov Avin is going to come to us. The Dmus Diuknei Shalavav is going to come to us on the outside. And we're going to see some sort of outside help that's going to take away the Yitzhar. No, that's not the Pshat. What does it mean? Malay Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizer. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a part of us. We're creating the Tzelem Elikim. There's a part of us, me and you, every individual, every Yid, that has getlichkeit, that has godliness in him, within him. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Lomola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you originally, the human being. We all have a godliness, a greatness in us. And that's Takav, Ato Tim Shalboy, it's not a stira. Ato means you, me and you. You, Kayin, Kayin, you could be Moshul over the Yitzhar, as great as the Yitzhar is. Sometimes you say, what do you mean? Look at me. This is the Yitzhar I've been dealing with for years and years and years. How could I do that? I'm a low life. I fell. No, you don't realize you're greater. You're higher than your chait. Ashri Odom Nesui Pesha. Ashri Odom that is Gavoya Mechatoyev means you're higher. Like a Ruchim's Lashon. Hecher Averin means realize you're higher. How could it be? How could you say I'm higher than this chait? I've looked at this place on the internet where I haven't looked, where I haven't wanted to. I've looked last year, this year, times again. How could I be higher than that? Sefarno saying Psham the Apostle. The Apostle is telling us a tremendous thing about Tot Tim Shalboy. You should never be Lama Naflu Panecha. Tot Tim Shalboy because you have a Tzelem Elohim. You can never underestimate the Koyach, the godless of a human being. We, unfortunately, in our dar, we've a little bit forgotten what it means to be a human being, how great we are. We have to remind ourselves of this. We have to be ready for the coming up year. We have to first of all realize, remember, chait happens to everybody. But the ikar tain is lama naflu panecha. Don't let the gitzar, what he gets you is when you associate with the chait. When you fall down the chait and you agree a little bit and you surrender and say, this is who I am. And you start getting miyush and you start surrendering to matzav chait. Realize, no, lama naflu panecha. And taitiv says, you just have to look forward. You have to go, first of all, the first thing is to hold your first madrega. And then when you think about the chayit, realize that you have it, Tzelem Elikim. You have a greatness. You have a greatness. And once you realize the greatness, you're unstoppable. Good Shabbos.